Yes?
Mr. John Coles on 2191.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. President.
John, how are you?
Fine.
I had a thought I wanted to make, suggest to you very confidentially and see if you would consider it.
Fine.
I don't want anybody to know I talked to you. I talk to you like a brother now, and I hope you'll treat it that way. I got a poll, two or three polls from your paper, right after I came in office, two or three months afterwards, and they were very good.
Yeah.
I just wondered if, and I think there's some respect for them, and the people even here that I showed them to that didn't know they had regard for them. I just wondered if there's anything wrong with you getting your paper or any others that you know of. Des Moines would be excellent, like that one I showed you this morning.
Yeah.
On just two people.
Yeah.
Hubert and the Attorney General.
Oh, you mean just for me to mail them to the
No,
to them?
No, I just take a poll on how those, what the people of Minnesota and the people of Iowa, which ones they'd be for vice president.
Well, now, it may be, I'm just not familiar with the questions they're currently asking. It may be that they're already asking them.
If they could hang a rider on to whatever they're asking. I'll tell you the fallacy of most of them. They show that Stevenson and Hubert run about 42 and the Attorney General about 40. But then they come in there and they mix it up four or five others, like McNamara, who's some evil for, and Shriver, and others.
All
but but Stevenson and Hubert draw the same group when you take one of them out. Now, the reason I called you, an hour ago I was looking at a poll from Maryland.
Yeah.
The poll in Maryland, as of last night, showed I was 69, Goldwater was 31. When you run Kennedy, he gets 40% for vice president, and Hubert gets 20, and Adlai Stevenson gets, Hubert gets 24, I believe, and Adlai gets 20.
Yeah.
So the two of them together get two or three more, but they split it up. Then when you run them against the strongest ticket they thought they could get in Maryland, the pollster interviewed a good many people and said, what do you think strongest Republican ticket was? They said Scranton and Eisenhower. That they thought that Bill Scranton and Milton Eisenhower would be the toughest competition for Johnson in Maryland.
Yeah.
So then the next question they said, well, how would Scranton and Eisenhower run against Johnson and Kennedy? And Johnson and Kennedy got 57, and they got 30, whatever it was. Then Johnson and Humphrey got 59. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
Whenever you put us together, Humphrey and I did better than Kennedy and Johnson.
Yeah.
Although Kennedy would beat the devil out of Humphrey singly.
I get it.
Now that's something you ought to look into too. Match them, say, run Johnson with Kennedy and run Johnson with Humphrey. But if that caused some trouble and some delay, might not be able to do it. But this other one's pretty simple. Who would you prefer to run with Johnson for vice president, Kennedy or other? And then give me a ring, let me kind of see what it is. My judgment is that in Iowa and Nebraska and Minnesota and South Dakota, North Dakota, that Humphrey'd run away from it.
Yeah.
But that's where the battleground's going to be, and we don't have any indication of it in this field, and I need to have it when I talk to people.
All right, I'll try to see if I can get that for you, Mr. President. I'll telephone you.
You just call me on the phone.
Fine.
Just tell them, please call for me, and if I'm in a meeting, I'll call you back as soon as I get out.
You know, it'll take a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you do it as soon as you can.
I will, but you have to be so scientific.
I know.
Cross-section. It takes a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you very much.